Listen Up Audiobooks presents The Only Ones, written by Carola DeBell, narrated by Sasha Dunbrook.
Before I start, let me say really fast, don't worry. You're not in trouble. I will not track you down or hurt you. Nothing like that. I just got a few things to tell you that you really need to hear, and you need to hear them from me, not someone else. Okay? That's it for now. Here we go. 1. The Life. 1. The Hybro bus stopped right beside the river checkpoint, like Rowden said it will. The driver wore a mask. They generally check your pass real good when you go out of state, but this guy didn't even look. Just took my bus coupon, and off we go. I guess whatever bad thing someone from where I'm from could have, they already got it in New Jersey. I recognized the smell. Hygiene spray and smoke. It even stinks inside the bus. Outside, the regular stuff, barricades, caution tape. I think I saw some person look out a window at us, but that's it. No one is on the street. Me, the driver, a couple passengers all the way in back. It's like we are the only ones even alive out here. At least I'm out of Queens. Man, I am glad to be out of Queens. We pass a bunch of houses burnt right to the ground. We got that in Queens, too. I am glad to be on a trip. I never even been to this side of the river. I've been to Pennsylvania, once. Well, I think I've been in Connecticut, but the van they took me in did not have windows. Pennsylvania was in a dome. I did not see a single dome here. Maybe they keep them in some other part of New Jersey. Here is just burnt houses and smoke. Then the smoke is gone. The houses are just empty. Then no houses. It's just a road in Jersey or I don't know where. The road is in good shape. Snow is melting and everything is wet. I woke up in a terminal in a checkpoint called End of Line. And outside, a fat guy with a beard is standing in snow saying to his mobile, "She's here." And when he reached out to take the pack I brought him from Queens, I recognized the hands. I saw them when he hired me. It's Rowden. The rest of him was in one of those stupid bubble suits clients wear when they come to do business where I work. We call it the mound. If they come by boat, they could just wear a mask. "The drop-off work is planned?" Rowden asked. "Nobody touched the pack?" "Just the guy who brought it, and he got off the mound real fast." I am glad to be off the mound myself. Cold out there. The girls all wear two coats because we got to stand right on the edge of Powell's Cove in case somebody wants to hire us from their stupid boat. They come in boats so they don't have to go too far in Queens. Nobody wants to go too far in Queens. There was a food stand at the terminal shelter, and after the guy put the pack in his truck, he bought something which is called chicken and dumpling. I enjoy that. I enjoy the truck. I've never been in a truck. We head off on a big road through, like, snow. I've been out in the sticks before. Pennsylvania was the sticks. But like I say, in a dome. You don't see much from a dome. Here, it's mainly snow. They got a few burnt houses, too. We turn on a smaller road with trees, then up a hill. And where a sign says DVM, we turn to a really small road of dirt. And the guy gets out at a gate where there is a, like, blinking light. Stands a minute in the road, like he is listening to something. Then he shrugs and works some gizmo in the gate, which opens and shuts behind us when we drive on, up dirt and snow, through bushes and trees, to a clearing. "And that's the farm," he says. I heard of it. When he sent me trip coupons, he signed off like this: Rowden Sachs, the farm. It looks like a really big dirty tin can cut in half. "Old school Quonset," he says. Whatever. It is very windy. There is a smell I never smelled. A large woman with short orange hair and a large pink sweater is at a counter inside, watching TV and eating donuts, which are also pink. Rowden said her name was Janet DeLees. Behind her was that kind of wall they call paneling, and in front was one orange sofa plus chairs. The whole place seems to be narrow but long, and Janet DeLees and Rowden and me seem to be the only people in it.
"If you'll bear with me while I do a quick product check, and I will need your pass and ID."
Rowden took them and the pack and went through some door, and Janet DeLees said,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?